Welcome to Culture at Work, the podcast that explores how to maintain a strong corporate culture in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Tim Carroll, inviting you to learn from industry leaders on how to build an exciting culture to bring people back to the office and inspire them like never before. Happy summer to everybody. We are back with a little bonus episode of Culture at Work. And we have a couple of people from our own company, Working Spaces. We have Maria Stevenson, who's a senior designer, and Drew Rash, who is a workplace consultant. And we, among some other people at our company, just returned from our big industry event, NeoCon, in Chicago. And I invited both Maria and Drew on to talk through kind of what they saw, what they thought. And they're coming at this from two very different points of view. Maria, senior designer, she's been to NeoCon before. She's there looking at certain things. And then we have Drew, who's never been. He's an architect by education, never been to NeoCon. This was his first time going, and just thought it would be a very interesting dialogue to have around what they saw, what they thought. Did it meet expectations? All of those things. So, first and foremost, Maria, if you could, give us what you consider to be NeoCon. What in the world is NeoCon?
As a very passionate designer, NeoCon for me is like Christmas morning. NeoCon, by definition, I would say, is the commercial design industry's annual convention. It's located in Chicago, and it's there to showcase upcoming trends and new products. We as designers have the opportunity to see new and innovative solutions, game-changing designs from industry-leading manufacturers that we see all the time, but also from new players in the industry. It has so much packed into 2 days, but it's also so much fun. Getting to connect with all of our reps throughout the industry that we work with on a regular basis. We spend very valuable time with some of our clients, get to look at beautiful furniture, and just be inspired for the upcoming year by the designs that we see.
So we're going to get to those trends and products, but Drew, I'm curious, as somebody who hasn't been before, I know you've heard of it. What did you think it was? Did it meet those expectations? Surpass? What did you think going into it? And what did you think coming out of it?
My expectation was where innovation meets relationships, I think, in this industry, specifically, you know, being adjacent to it for the majority of my career up until joining Working Spaces. I think it was the expectation of just seeing where the direction of furniture is going in the next year. And I think it met and exceeded those expectations. I think what surprised me was how relationship forward most of the day was. That's where a lot of the energy came from. Of seeing the direction where these manufacturers, you know, see the future of the workplace going.
And so therein lies that the two different perspectives. If you hear what Maria said, talking about the trends, the products, as a designer, that's absolutely where, you know, it feeds her soul. And then you can hear it as someone who is really more on the sales side. Relationships, building those are key to our, you know, success in this industry. And both are phenomenal. Again, why I have invited you both to come join us today. But getting back to those trends and products, Maria, what were the themes? What were the kind of, if you had to pick kind of an overarching theme, generally speaking, over the years that I've been going, there's typically some kind of theme that you can through line, you can put together and piece together the show in and of itself. So what did you see that really kind of stood out and was a theme maybe playing out throughout all the showrooms, which are just dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and hundreds of showrooms everywhere?
Yeah, so there were a few, and so I'll kind of talk about the top three that were the most prevalent throughout the majority of the showrooms that we visited. rounded corners, kind of rounded everything. Soft shapes and edges were giving a more relaxed, more fun aesthetic for the office space. We saw, you know, rounded corner conference tables, a lot of curved back chairs, serpentine divider screens. These kind of all just gave a more relaxed vibe, you know, in opposition to the, you know, sharp edges, straight lines that we've kind of seen in past years that really give that, you know, executive, very professional vibe. We're kind of, you know, seeing things kind of taken down a notch to be a little bit more relaxed. The next one were touchdown work pods of any and all types, you know, whether that be a small table and chair with a screen around it or a high back lounge chair with a tablet arm. Every manufacturer had their own version of this concept. Some had integrated power, integrated lighting, casters, a built-in cup holder. This not so new concept was really expanded on this year in a variety of ways as we continue to see this switch happening from the assigned office space to this more prevalent hoteling concept. This touchdown work pod is giving, you know, a shared space for users to touch down and work for just a few hours, which is a concept that we are seeing more and more often. So you know, it's the manufacturer's responsibility to provide this. And then the last thing is more of an aesthetic thing. We saw a lot of earthy and muted color palettes. The showrooms were outfitted with this aesthetic that provided this really calming atmosphere. In past years, you know, we've seen designers use really bright, bold patterns, you know, that maybe exemplify the company's logo colors. This year, we're seeing a lot of more neutrals, creams, browns, and then, you know, some muted colors thrown in there, like dark sage, mauve, really natural looking wood tones, like white oak, clear walnut finishes. They're really focused on, you know, these soft textures, these soothing colors and natural materials. And the idea behind that is that that's what is more commonly seen in your home, right? So really, I won't use the word resomercial, but, you know, really making people feel more comfortable in the office space like they would at their home.
We have been using the term homing from work a little bit. And so there's a little bit of that definitely happening. So great insight there. I'm interested, again, not as a product person. So I'm not a designer, obviously, but there were a couple of products that I thought were interesting, and they were really around height adjustability. There were a number of cantilevered desks, private offices that were height adjustable. There was one from Right Angle, which I thought was really interesting, that actually spun around 360 degrees and still was height adjustable no matter where it was. So I found that interesting in the right context. But it's those kind of things that kind of, that's where some of the innovation we get to see. Drew, did anything from a product perspective jump out at you as you were kind of looking at this, going through, you know, with a fire hose aimed at you, trying to understand what was happening around you? But did anything stick out from that perspective?
I think I'll pick up a little bit where Maria left off. There's a little bit of, you know, parallel direction, I think, with fashion and furniture right now, with the neutral colors across the board.
Yeah.
You're seeing all of the linen be very popular this summer. There was a lot of color palettes that matched a lot of those fashion trends that you're starting to see across the board. But I think it's a result of the evolution of choice as well, that people are starting to see where we're spending less time at more locations, whether that's in the office, outside of the office, or somewhere in between. I just thought that the innovation was starting to respond to those different environments, because it's no longer desk to conference room and conference room back to desk, right? There's those wellness spaces that were starting to appear all across the board. There were a lot of focus rooms with the pods and some different options when you start to divide space out. I think it's also responding a lot to how quickly the interiors environment is changing. Pods are a great option. And when it comes to that, being able to define space and know that in 5 years, if that space is going to change, it's going to grow, it's going to shrink, it could move for those certain organizations. The pods are a really easy way to divide that space up without having to do a full-on interior renovation.
Choice and control of where and how you work, right? And that's what we're really doing these days, and have been for many years prior to the pandemic as well. There, that idea of choice and control was definitely there. Maria, what was missing? What would you have liked to have seen that maybe you didn't see? That's a dangerous question to ask, so I'm going to put you on the spot. But what do you feel you wish you would have seen but didn't, if anything?
I'll be honest, I really can't think of anything specific.
That's the best answer.
Yeah. I saw just about everything I wanted to see. You know, of course, I have my list of manufacturers I wanted to stop by and see while I was there, quite a hefty list. You know, and they delivered. You know, I did see a lot of things that I didn't expect to see, a lot of great innovation, things that I never would have thought of. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. My only comment is, you know, if I have to provide an answer to that question, I would say, you know, I use this time not only to see new products, but to see older products as well, that maybe I haven't been able to see in person. You know, as a furniture provider, you know, we represent so many different manufacturers and vendors. And, you know, we want to be able to say to our client, yes, I've sat in this chair and yes, it is comfortable. But because there are so many products out there, we're unfortunately not always able to do that. And so I really like to utilize this time as a designer to sit in, you know, all the chairs that a manufacturer offers and say, this is comfortable, this one isn't. So I can be able to take, you know, that knowledge and experience back to my clients to give them a better end result and make them feel a little bit more confident in their decisions. All that said, you know, Neocon really is kind of focused on, you know, the latest and greatest. And so a lot of times vendors only showcase their new products and don't really have their entire full offering. So, you know, sometimes, you know, a chair you've maybe shown numerous times to clients, you may not get to sit in because they just may not have it in their showroom because it's not, you know, brand new this year.
So Drew, there was something that something's been happening over the past couple of years, which is called Design Days. And it now happens in parallel with Neocon. And it's just basically some manufacturers have now moved to what's called Fulton Market, which is a little bit away from Neocon. So, you know, it's an Uber ride away. From somebody who's new, tell me, how did that affect your experience? And if at all, did you like it? Did you like one over the other? Did you like the Mart over Fulton Market, Fulton Market over the Mart? What did you feel as you were having to go back and forth?
It was, I think both have benefits, pros and cons, right? Being in the Merchandise Mart and being able to see a lot of different manufacturers in a short amount of time has a lot of positives. The benefit I think that Fulton Market has is, again, a reflection of the way that the office environment and interior environments have evolved over the last 3 to 4 years post-pandemic. There's choice, right? And you get to experience the outdoors. If it was a nice day, we happened to be there on Monday, it was a nice day, could walk outside, get some fresh air, reset, and then go into another showroom and be in an environment where I thought that was, you know, with a lot of daylight and things like that, I thought that was a positive experience. The downside is that there's less time in the day, right, to see those different manufacturers in Fulton Market because they're all in different spaces. So not experiencing it before, I thought both were positive for the most part, but I did enjoy the ability to kind of break up the day and spend the morning over at the Merchandise Mart and then the afternoon at Design Days.
It definitely does break up the day. That is true. And the one thing about Fulton Market is it's outside. So you know, on a great day like we had, great. It's perfect. I've yet to see it when it's raining. We're going to see one of these years that it's raining and it's going to be tough to go in and out and move around. But I definitely think it was great. So we're going to wrap this thing up again, a little bonus episode. But Maria, we're going to come to both of you. But who did you think? Obviously, Kimball is our main manufacturer partner that we have. And it was a beautiful showroom. No doubt it was spectacular. And it generally is. But if you could, kind of what are your top three showrooms you thought, you know, really brought it this year? And then we'll come to you, Drew, after that.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Kimball is definitely one of them. You know, as our top manufacturer partner, it's imperative for us that they continue to grow and evolve to the trends. And I think, you know, the new products that they showcased this year really did just that. They've been working on expanding their offerings on both ends of the spectrum with the higher end solutions, as well as the more cost competitive options. And on top of that, the space planning of their showroom was very well designed to show the multitude of spaces, you know, that we've been talking about that the modern office needs to provide.
Totally agree.
JSI would probably be my second one. Just an exceptionally beautiful showroom, but more importantly, a very functional one. The flow that they had throughout the space was being used in a way that the modern office should be, you know, very similar to Kimball. And it was really great to see how this can be done with their products in a real life setting. And then on top of that, their design palette and their finish selections this year were just very timeless with a touch of flair. I really think that is a look that our clients can get behind with how quickly things are changing. Clients are looking for a more timeless design. Last but certainly not least was Sit On It. They had so many great new products. I can't say enough about their showroom. Again, as they're one of our main partners that we use on almost every project, it was so great to see them filling in all of the gaps. And they've really elevated their designs to compete with higher end manufacturers. So that really does a lot for us as a dealer and as one of their partners. They're making our job easier by showcasing those things that they did this year. So really looking forward to the upcoming year, being able to utilize these new solutions that they've provided for us.
Yeah, it's very convenient that our partners that we use a lot happen to be some of the best. And I really would like to say that's a coincidence, right? We're not homers trying to just say that these were the best showrooms. Trust me, I know Maria Stevenson well enough to know she wouldn't do that. She's going to tell you what she thinks. And as will Drew, but it's nice to know that the best ones we came across are also just happen to be our close partners. So that's a very good thing for us. That really helps us going into the new year. But Drew, top three.
I was looking at it from a little different lens. Being an architect, perfect. I was purely aesthetic. So I was looking at just the way that the products presented. The different color palettes played a background. We've mentioned that a little bit, but I was really blown away by Davis's showroom when we walked through that one. I really like the simplicity Absolutely. And elegance that they bring to the table. I don't think I saw that from any other showroom today. And it's good to have a wide breadth of experiences. I thought that they had a really applicable product line to the certain environments, if that's what our clients are looking for. So I was really blown away by that showroom. There was a little playfulness in that simplicity as well with some of the colors that they were bringing to the table. So I enjoyed that one. I think the second one that really comes to mind is AIS, and they were really creative with their product lines. I think they did a lot of interesting things with existing or new systems in the way that they were dividing space in their showroom. To Maria's point, they had a really good flow through the space as well. But I thought they were creative with what they had and what they brought to the table and how they laid it out. And then what blew me away again was Kimball, not necessarily from an aesthetic standpoint, but more from a research standpoint and the way that they did placemaking in their showroom with their crafting culture and creating places to belong that they've been pushing out the rest of 2024. I really enjoyed the way that they story told as they gave tours through their showroom. That was my favorite part of that.
Yeah, that's great. Two fantastic perspectives. And I think anybody listening to this now quickly understands why these were two people I invited onto the podcast. Great insights. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate everything you do for our company and just appreciate your time here today and the insights you brought for us and all of our partners and anybody who listens to this podcast. So thank you all. This is the end of the season for us. Our new season will start for Culture at Work in September, and we're looking forward to bringing you some really great content in the coming year. Have a great day. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.